All right, here we go. Oh, and I'm going to interrupt you in the meditation, first part of the Me, the Buddha meditation, to see if you are still on the
object.
And then after that, I'm going to interrupt you to see whether you are...
Clarity.
How's the quality of your meditation? Is it good quality or not so good quality? Is it agitated or is it dull or is it good quality? Is it bright? In English, there's an idiom, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. It means those little squirrels have a tail like this. It means they're like very excited and bright. Like in the movie, when the good part comes in the movie and you... Like that. Okay. That's meditation. Meditation isn't spaced out, om, you know, hippie thing. It's the bright state of mind that you have when you're inventing an iPhone or something like that. Right? Okay? It's not some kind of dull, stupid, spaced out thing. Ready? Here we go. Relax your hands, fingers. Pull in your stomach slightly, a little bit towards your navel towards the spine. Relax your eyelids. Mouth is loose, corners of your mouth are loose. Maybe a little smile helps meditate. Shoulders, blades are slightly moving towards each other, chest is slightly coming out, and that draws the hands back a little bit on the thighs. Soften your forehead. When you concentrate in meditation, try not to crunch up your forehead. And relax your eyelids, let them. It might be better if you crack your eyelids slightly open. It might help you meditate longer. But don't look at anything. Then come to your breath. This is just 10 breaths. To settle your mind down. Then please ask your teacher to come, whoever that is. The next few steps are called sakjang. Sakjang. Make a little hit of good karma just before you meditate. And clean out some bad karmas just before you meditate. Just a few moments before you meditate. Think about something beautiful about your teacher and that you can enjoy thinking about. And that's a mental prostration. Now make your teacher an offering. Could be the sky covered with flowers. It could be something nice you did yesterday. Some little breakthrough in your practice. We don't have big breakthroughs. We have little breakthroughs. A lot of little breakthroughs is a big breakthrough. Then look at yesterday and see if there's some negative thing you did. In retreat, they are mostly mental. And they're not big, they're small ones. Moments of irritation at someone you met last week. Then let the Lama into your mind, show them that bad seed and it will help destroy it. Then tell your lama, show them something good you did yesterday, something else good. Or something you saw other people do that was very beautiful. I think here at Diamond Mountain there's just a lot of dedicated people have built this place, and very dedicated people running this place, and you can rejoice in that constant effort all year long. Then ask your teacher to keep teaching you in many ways. Some of the teachings are negative. They come in the form of hardship. And ask them to stay with you. The karma to have a good lama stay close is very expensive. A lot of that karma is asking them to stay. Then we'll come to the first object of meditation, which is our body. Scan your body. Is it moving? You can move to make a correction, like if you find your spine is bent over, you can straighten out slowly. But otherwise, no moving. If something itches, just watch it, it will go away. If something hurts, normally if you watch it, it will go away. You can move your chest to breathe, that's all. Still like a statue. We'll be here for 5 minutes. Let's go on to our breath. You're doing really well on the body. Try to find this. First, go step by step. Try to find the spot in your forehead. Just first try to find the spot when you focus on it. You feel you can go deeper. It's not on the skin, it's under the bone. And it's up maybe a centimeter or two, inch or two from the place between your eyebrows. It's not between your eyebrows, it's higher a little bit. So follow your eyebrows. Go to where the middle of them. Go up and go in. And feel around and see if you can find a place where your concentration gets deeper. But keep your forehead loose. Don't tighten your forehead. Loose and relaxed. And when you find it, start breathing out of it. The breath is coming out. The exhale is coming out of that place. Very relaxed. Now when you breathe out, feel like you're pulling your lower belly in towards your spine, and that pushes the breath out of your forehead. Long, relaxed exhales. Don't overdo the lower belly, just slight, light. Little contraction. Now introduce the inhale, coming down through your back from the shoulders, like a V, the breath coming in feels like from your shoulders and following the triangle of the shoulder blades. And then coming to a point in your lower back. Then the belly comes in and the breath comes out your forehead. And the exhales are conscious, long. The inhales are automatic. You don't think about them. How much breath. But you feel that sensation of prana coming down in a triangle from your shoulders to a point in your lower back. We'll stay here for 5 minutes. Now we'll go to the main meditation object, which is myself as a Buddha. I'm far above the earth, near the blackness of space, and I'm looking across the top of the atmosphere towards a brilliantly beautiful, warm, shining being who is standing or sitting on top of the sky and gazing down at the living beings on this planet like a mother who is taking care of all of them. And that's myself in the future. Try to hold that object in a happy, relaxed way. Enjoy. Relax. Don't struggle. The face is so beautiful. The idea is so beautiful. It's so certain to be my future that it's pleasant to just stay with it. And think about all the things I'll do to help people. If I had infinite bodies, if I could be in many places at once, then just fantasize all the beautiful things you're doing, who you're helping in different bodies. There'll be a ring of a bell now, and then a few minutes after that, the bell will ring again. And just try to be aware if your mind is still thinking about that Buddha, if your mind is still gently, in a relaxed way, enjoying being that Buddha. Here we go. was your mind on the object? We'll try that again. The bell will ring. It will start. Hold the object with enjoyment. Don't struggle. If it feels like a struggle, maybe the object's not beautiful enough. Maybe you're not thinking about how wonderful it would be to help countless people at the same time. What's your mind on the object? Just a few minutes more. Stay here. When the bell rings the second time, check to see how was the quality of your attention. Were you enjoying the object? Were you feeling sleepy? Tired? Or were you thinking about something else? Already distracted by what's happening today, tonight, tomorrow? Here we go. Okay, one more. That's it. Check the quality of your meditation when the bell rings the second time. Is it engaged, happy, enjoying? Maybe the object has to be more beautiful, helping more people. Was your mind on the object? How was the quality? Then you can come to your breath. On the exhale, you can share the good karma with the people of the world, as if you were on a high mountain and your breath is blowing down, bringing the karma to other people. Bringing them some peace, happiness. Then slowly you can open your eyes. Take a good stretch.